As some of you know, our annual Christmas, children's Christmas pageant, if you will, has been following the themes of the Vacation Bible School. And the Vacation Bible School last year was scuba, diving deeper in our relationship with God. And so we are going to be continuing that theme today in our Scuba Christmas, our children's program.
Good morning. Welcome to Scuba Christmas. So if any of the children want to come down, you can sit in the front pews here. You might be able to see a bit better. Pastor Warren doesn't bite, I promise. Hi, Seamus. That comes next. Hi, guys. All right, well, this year we're going to have... All right, Aiden, we need a seat for you. You can jump in there. You got room? Yeah. Well, welcome to Scuba Christmas. And we are going to dive into the Christmas season, and I'm going to be your dive buddy. Does anybody know what a dive buddy is? We talked about it in Vacation Bible School. Anybody remember what a dive buddy is? Excellent. It's somebody who swims along with you in the water, because you don't go down there alone, right? You always swim with somebody. So I'm going to be your dive buddy today. I've checked all my equipment. I've put air in my tanks. And I've also got my goggles. I've cleaned them. I'm going to put them on. Yep, and I've got my flippers and my snorkel. All right, so we're all ready to have Scuba Christmas. So last summer we had a whale of a time. Get it? Whale of a time. Since then, I hope you've all been growing in your friendship with God. So God is a friend, not only to us, but the grown-ups here. Put up your hand if God is your friend. All right, lots of friends here today. And we have our coral reef, right? We're under the sea where all the coral grows. And our friend God did some amazing work. Look at all the things he made, right? All the creatures that live under the sea, especially the big, big whales, right? The big orca whales. Since it is Christmas, we have to have an under the sea Christmas tree. But I think something fishy is going on around here, because there's a lot of things missing from that Christmas tree. The under the sea Christmas tree looks very bare. So I think we need some decorations on there. I know what we can do. We're going to search for our Bible buddies. Remember them from Vacation Bible School? And they're going to help us decorate our tree today. So before we can bring our Under the Sea buddies up, we need to sing our Scuba VBS song. Do you remember that? Thanks, God. Well, you'll probably remember it when you see up on the screen, right? And you can do the actions along. Everybody stand up, stretch your legs. So for the grown-ups here who weren't at Vacation Bible School, they need to know something, right? We had five special Bible points that were brought by our five special Bible buddies. And every time you hear the Bible points, everyone will shout out. What are they to shout out?
Thanks God.
Thanks God. All right, so when you hear a Bible point, you're to shout out what? All right, it's getting a little bit better. We're warming up here. All right, so Christmas is a special day. So when I say the word Christmas, what do you think about? Anything? What do you think about when I say the word Christmas? What was that?
Thanks, God.
Thanks, God. Oh, I think you think more. I'm glad you think about God, but I'm thinking you're thinking of something else. Right? What else do you think about in Christmas? So nobody, I guess, wants toys? No? You want toys? I'm glad somebody wants toys, right? What about Christmas carols? Christmas cards? Yeah, anybody like singing Christmas carols? Yeah? Christmas trees? Christmas decorations? Lights? Yep. I'm glad I've got somebody here who's participating. Big Christmas parade, yeah, and we had a parade here in Copaig. All right, so we're going to see what the Bible says, because a lot of the creatures, as well as us, celebrate Christmas. Psalm 96, verse 11 says, "Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise." So not only are we to shout about God and what he's done for us, even the creatures in the sea tell us of the goodness of God. So as we hear the Christmas story, I need some help. And I know we haven't had much participation yet, but I'm hoping we warm up a little bit. Okay? So first of all, I need somebody to hold baby Jesus. All right. All right. I need you to hold baby Jesus, Mary. All right? And also, Jesus was born where? Can anybody tell me that? He was born at Christmas, yeah, but where was he born? Was he born in a palace? Where was he born? Was he born in a hospital? No. Where was he born? Finn? He was born in a stable, yeah, and we have some stable animals here that need to come to our story today. All right, maybe we'll get things warmed up now. Poor baby Jesus is on the floor. Oh. Tell you what, why don't you want to trade him for a sheep? Okay, here's a sheep. Sorry, Pastor Warren, you get baby Jesus. Anywhere you heard Seamus, he said he's the new dad. All right, so maybe now we'll get into the Christmas spirit. All right, we're going to hear the true story of Christmas. So in the world, before the world was born, in the world before Jesus was born, people were really bad. Anybody here bad? Right? So when we do bad things, we call that sin, right? The Bible calls it sin. Sin is doing bad things, saying bad things, doing bad things, thinking bad things, even ignoring God. That is sin. And the Bible tells us that the world was dark before Jesus was born. Just like our under the water tree. Sad, dark. But something happened on Christmas, right? Light came into the world, right? Light came into the world, and his name was Jesus, right? And Jesus is what Christmas is all about. All right, so we better get start decorating our tree here. So I'm looking for a dolphin. Yeah, and I don't think I can see her now. Hi, Finley. Why don't you come up here and swim your way up to the front so that we all can see you? All right, and I see, Finley, you've got an ornament in your hand for our tree. All right, I want you to go over to that mic right over there. The mic. And she's going to read what is on her ornament.
Thanks, God.
Oh, that was pathetic. All right. Let's try again. God is a friend who loves.
Thanks, God.
That's much better. So Finley, why don't you hang your ornament on our tree there? And just stay by the mic there. God loves people today. And before Jesus was born, leaders called prophets reminded God's people that God loved them. Even though they didn't always love God and did some bad things, God's love for them never stopped. Before Jesus was born, prophets like Jeremiah shared this special message. Finley, can you read to us from the book of Jeremiah for us? Right in front of you. There you go. You see, God loved people in the Bible times. God loves people today. God will always love his friends. God is a friend who loves. All right. Finley, why don't you stay, hang out with us here. Maybe come up to this seat here so they don't, you know, we're trying to get into the Christmas spirit here up in this little corner. All right, have a seat there. So our tree, it isn't bare, but it's not looking very good yet now, right? So let's keep going. We need another Bible memory buddy to help us celebrate Christmas. So I'm looking for our buddy Tad the frogfish. Tad likes to hide in things, so he's probably hiding in something that's real. Besides me, there is something that is real and something that is fake, and I'm going to need your help. Which poinsettia is real and which one is fake? Over here to our right on the piano, we have a poinsettia. And we also have one up here. And the question is, which one is real and which one is fake? All right. Put up your hands if you think this poinsettia here is real. If you think this one here is real, put up your hands. All right. Put up your hand if you think that poinsettia is real. All right. Well, to give us the real answer, I think I'm going to have to ask Tad the frogfish to come along. So Tad the frogfish, swim up here and show us which poinsettia is real. Here he comes, Tad the frogfish. All right. So if you voted for the one on the left, that is the real poinsettia. Tad, you have an ornament in your hand. Could you read that for us and tell us what it says? It's right in front of you if you can't see that. Thanks, God. All right. So, Tad, go ahead, put your ornament somewhere on the tree there. You know, it's hard to think of God as a real friend. Right? Seamus? Are you deciding you're a goat or what? You're a goat? Okay, you can be a goat. All right, the Bible tells us that before Jesus was born, God's people were looking for someone to rescue them from their sin. But he seemed to be nowhere around. Then one day, God sent the angel Gabriel to a little village called Nazareth. The angel had a message for a girl named Mary. She would be the mother of Jesus. Jesus, he would be the one who God would send to earth to rescue his friends. Tad, can you tell us what the angel said to Mary? So you see, Mary wondered if this was really true. How could this be? The angel told her that the baby would be God's son. God was coming to earth as a real baby, Jesus. And people would see that he was real and not fake, right? Because he was going to come as a baby. So thanks, Tad, for helping us with the Christmas story. Why don't you find a place to hide there? Up front. So our under the sea tree, yep, we're getting there. We're getting some color, but I still feel a little crabby when I think of how it should look. So let's find another Bible memory friend to add a splash of pizzazz and help us with the next part of our Christmas story. Fisher the seal must be feeling a little sleepy. In fact, I think she is staying away until the ocean waves are big enough to stir up some tasty fish. So for us to find Fisher, we need to make some waves. All right, we know how to make some waves, right?
All right, let's see. That's it. Some waves.
All right, let's see if those waves are big enough for Fisher to come in front of us. Fisher, are you there? Here's our Fisher the seal sliding up. Hi, Fisher. I see you have an ornament in your hand. What does your ornament say? Thanks, God. All right, Fisher, put your ornament up on the tree there. Joseph, who was Mary's soon-to-be husband, right, had a lot of trusting to do, but God was with Joseph every step of the way. God sent an angel to visit Joseph in a dream, telling him just what to do. Fisher, can you tell us what the Bible says the angel said to Joseph? So Joseph and Mary had to keep trusting God, right, as they traveled to Bethlehem. It was a long, difficult journey, but they trusted that God would help them, and God did. Mary and Joseph arrived safe and sound in Bethlehem, just in time for Jesus to be born. Seamus, I see you have baby Jesus now. All right, you swapped with Pastor Warren. Why don't you put baby Jesus right in front of our tree? Can you put him right there in front of the tree? Good job. All right, Fisher, you can find a little seat there. I'm happy that our tree is looking a bit more Christmassy, but it's still missing a few flashy, splashy friends. We need our octopus pal, Octavia. Octavia, right? But where could she be hiding? Maybe our audience can help us out. This is where we need audience participation. All right, Octavia wants everyone to know that God is a friend for everyone.
Thank God.
So to help us find Octavia, we'll play a game called God is a Friend For. So God is a friend for people wearing red. If you're wearing red, wave your arms in the air. A lot of red today. All right. God is a friend for people who love chocolate. If you've had a piece of chocolate, even this morning, stand up and rub your tummy and say, yum, yum. All right. Good job. All right. God is a friend for people with birthdays in December. If your birthday is in December, stand up and shout, Merry Christmas. All right. God is a friend for people who put up Christmas lights. If you have Christmas lights in or outside your house, flick your fingers like this and say, twinkle, twinkle. All right. God is a friend to Octavia. If you can see Octavia, put your hand in the air. Can you see Octavia? Oh, there she is. Hi, Octavia. Why don't you swim forward and meet us up front? Here she comes. Octavia, I see you have an ornament in your hand. Why don't you read it to us?
Praise God.
All right, you may hang your ornament on the tree there, Octavia. In the Christmas story, God was a friend to some shepherds. They were out on a hillside keeping watch over sheep. God announced to them that Jesus was born. Octavia, can you tell us what the Bible tells us? All right. And when all the all the angels came together, there was a big bunch of them, and they celebrated. So we're going to celebrate with a song. So if you stand up and stretch your legs, we're going to sing a kid's version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The words are right, going to be right in front of you there. Shepherds, can you put your sheep by baby Jesus? Ella, there's another sheep you can. Ella, do you want to put one up there by baby Jesus? Wow. So our Under the Sea Christmas looks a bit better, but there's just one more Bible memory buddy to make it complete, and that would be Whalen the Whale Shark. And we may be having a whale of a time. Uh-huh. We might also have a whale of a time finding him. Whalen, where are you? Whalen, where are you? Oh, there he is. Whalen the whale shark. Uh-oh, watch out. All right, Whalen, I see you have an ornament. What does your ornament say?
Thank God.
All right, Whalen, you could put your ornament up on the tree there. You see, Jesus just wasn't a baby who came to live on earth. He was God's son. He came to show God's love and power. And one day, Jesus would sacrifice his life on a cross so that we can have love that goes on and on forever. We can have eternal life. Whalen, can you read us what the Bible tells us? Wow. God is the best friend ever, forever, right? He loves us so much that he gave us the most precious gift, Jesus. This baby Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas made a way for us to be friends with God forever. God is a friend forever.
God.
All right, Whalen, you can find a seat there. All right. Our Christmas tree is complete. Or is it? Our buddies have helped us dive into the Bible to hear what Christmas is all about. And because of Jesus, we can celebrate as friends, friends who are all part of the big family of God. Maybe you're above the trees or looking a little bare at home. What do you think? Do they look good, your Christmas trees at home? Yeah? All right, but maybe on our tree we need something to remind us about the Christmas story. At Vacation Bible School, we talked about sand dollars, right? And sand dollars are actually creatures that live in the bottom of the ocean. And they're actually not this color. They're like a purple color. And they have little feelers that help them move and gather in food. But when that little urchin dies, he becomes a skeleton like this. So this at one time was actually a creature called a sand dollar. And what the little skeleton has left us is something on it. Can you see what's on it? Can you remember? What does it look like on there? It looks like a star. Yeah. And what has a star got to do with Christmas? Anybody remember? Go ahead, Ella. Yep. The house that they were in, the star came from the east, right, and settled above their house. And they had some visitors, right? Who came to visit Jesus? From afar. Anybody remember? Hudson. Oh, she even has the names. All right. The three wise men, or we're not actually said the number three, but we presume there was three because they brought us gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right? So when we see our little star, our little sand dollar hanging on our tree, it reminds us that Jesus is the greatest gift ever, right? The star followed or showed the wise men where to go. And then we're going to rejoice, right? We're going to rejoice with the sea creatures, as they say in Psalm 96, let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. But what I want you to do for me, we're going to give everybody a sand dollar to take home with them. Now you have to be very careful when you're helping me hand them out, because they might break. Are you all right, Aiden? No? You are? All right. All right, maybe our sea buddies could go to the back and give people them at the back, and I'll have the kids do the front. All right, I want you to find somebody and give them a sand dollar. Can you find somebody and give them a sand dollar? Find somebody and give them a sand dollar. Are you? Can you find somebody? Go down the congregation. Find somebody. You'll get one as well, but go down and share it. Go find somebody. Aiden, do you want to find? You go with Emma. All right. Can you find somebody and give them a sand dollar? He's given you one. That's very kind. All right. Do you want to go down that side and see if anybody else down that side needs one? Cooper, do you want to go down that side? Thank you. All right, put up your hand if you don't have a sand dollar. That's the easiest way. Right at the back. All right. There you go, Finley. Right at the very back there. There's people who need sand dollars. Go to the piano. There's somebody over there needs one. Can you take them to the back? Yeah, just take them to the back. There. All right, put up your hand if you still need one. I think we got most people. Right there at the very back. And then come have a seat. Don't worry, sea creatures. I have sand dollars for you too. All right, we're just waiting for our chicken and our dolphin to come back. All right. Is there anybody there? Has everybody got a sand dollar in the back? Yep, everybody's got one. All right, you can come. All right, so to finish our program for today, we are going to have our friends here stand up. They don't know this yet. All right. So, starting at this front here, Hudson, you're going to read the first part of the sentence, God is a friend who loves, and then we're all going to shout, thanks God. All right, we'll go down, just down the road. Go ahead.
Thanks God.
Thanks God.
Thanks
Thanks God. Thanks God. All right, thank you. Our sea creatures can go back to their seats. All right, barn animals. See, we're having a fight now, so you can go back to your seats. You can go back to your seats. You want your sand dollars? Okay. All right, you can go back to your seat. Watch, don't squeeze them, they'll break. All right. So before we finish our program in prayer, I have a special request. I hear it's somebody's birthday today. Yeah, Hunter, you thought you were going to get away with that. All right, so we're going to make you stand up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hunter. Happy birthday to you. All right. I'm getting you back for all the times you messed in my class. No, you were a good student. All right. So as we close our Christmas program, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today knowing that Jesus truly is the reason for the season. We thank you that you did send your son Jesus to come to this earth, to be born as a baby in a stable, where you sent shepherds and angels and wise men to come worship him. And Lord, we just ask that you'll accept our worship here today. Lord, because we know and we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And Lord, that is the reason why you had to come on this Christmas season. Lord, we think of those that are not with us today, those that are in nursing homes, those that are unable to get out of their homes, those who are lonely, those who are sad. Lord, those that have maybe forgotten about you today. So Lord, we pray for them and we bring their names before you today. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who lives forever. And because of Jesus, we too can live forever. And Lord, we ask all these things in your name, praying the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, and remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us always. Amen. Amen.